This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. The Olympic Games, well, they're certainly big events, aren't they? They've attracted great audiences on television and media around the world. And I'm sure that you've probably watched some of the greatest sportsmen and women competing. Some, of course, win and others lose. Now, these people have been given the great honour of representing their country. And I think, and I certainly admire their ability to stay focused. And the level of training they've undertaken is quite remarkable. In fact, to become a gold medalist doesn't happen by accident. There are people who've trained, worked and practiced for years. Certainly hours and months and some places years. Some of them have actually prepared from the time they were children. So these people have one purpose in mind, to win gold. So to be selected as part of an Olympic team indicates that they are the best of the best. Well, today I'm looking at the words from Philippians 3. Here's what it says. I don't claim that I've already succeeded or have already become perfect. I keep going on. One thing I do is to forget what's behind me, and I do my best to reach what is ahead. So I run straight towards the goal in order to win the prize, which is God's call through Christ Jesus to the life above. And that's Philippians 3, 12 to 14. Now the author of that, Paul, he gives us the picture of an athlete that's pressing on or running on towards the finishing line to get the prize. And he spoke about some of the distractions. He said, you sort of forget the things that are behind. Now, I don't believe he was talking about trying to erase the memory of the past. I think he's talking about being influenced or bound by the past. Now, over the years, I've met some people who are bitter and very angry over events that took place in their life. And some of them go back 30 or 40, maybe more years ago, and the memories are still as fresh as ever. Now, I think what we need to do is to let go some of those hurts and bitter experiences. And it could be in your life, perhaps someone in the past has let you down. But I think we need to learn that yesterday's successes often happened. Yes, they were there. Winston Churchill, he was visiting the US, and he said one time at a function, he said, if the present is quarrelling with your past, there can be no future. And I like that. Yes, we've probably all made serious mistakes. We've made an error of judgment in the past. But it's then we need to pray to a God who understands us. He knows us, what we did, and if we confessed our sin to him, he's forgiven us, and that's the end of the matter. So there's really no need to carry around this load of guilt over the past sins and failures. The sins that have been forgiven can be forgotten. So running this race, that's what I'm talking about today. It's about keeping your eyes on the finishing line. The runner, as he runs, he or she runs, can't watch the crowds in the stand or be worried about competitors too much. He stays focused on the course in front of him, the finishing line. I'm talking here of distractions. In fact, in Hebrews 12, it says, let's rid ourselves of everything that gets in the way and the sin that holds onto us so tightly. Let us run with determination the race that lies before us. Let's keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from beginning to end. He, that's Jesus, didn't give up because of the cross. On the contrary, because of the joy that was waiting for him, he thought nothing of the disgrace of dying on the cross, and he is now seated at the right side of God's throne. So eventually, if we're talking about life as a journey, we'll reach the end of that journey, and we need to ask, what then? Our life will finish, we'll meet God. And I think a question we would ask, or I'd ask myself, is, well, what kind of a race have I been on? It's not the starting that counts so much. It's the completion of the race that really matters. You've heard it said before, it's one thing to start, it's another to finish. So we need to finish that race. In the New Testament times, of course, the winner received a victor's wreath, which he wore. Now, he was the winner. And it's important to think about these things, invest our lives in things that really matter. The eternal wreath, the joys of heaven. And like Paul, it'd be great to say at the end of our life, well, I've fought the good fight, I've finished my course, and I have kept the faith. Well, Heavenly Father, we do make mistakes, but we know and thank you that you don't desert us. Teach us more about your greatness, Lord, so that our strength will increase, so that we can run that race with confidence. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.